Master, I know Valentine's Day isn't your holiday, though I've always liked it, but this Valentine's Day, there's something I want to tell you, and there's something I want to ask you, my dear Master, something I'm ready, so ready to ask you, and I want to ask you here, like this. Here I am, Master, kneeling, naked, at your feet, here on your deck by the seaside, the ocean's breath caressing my body for you, making goosebumps on my arms and my tits. My nipples are hard, and my thighs are wet. My lips are open and soft, and I'm gazing up at you with all the warmth of my heart, because I adore you so much. Kneeling here at your feet, ready to serve and delight you, all I could ever want, all I could ever need. You melt me. You fill me. You fill me so full. There isn't room left for anything but loving you. Just loving you. I am your slave girl, Master. And I love you, Master. I love you so much. Master, just hearing your voice, your low growl, your footstep at the door, your soft breathing at night, makes me wet, makes me drip down my thighs for you, my master, my lord. The first time you cupped my chin in your hand and tilted my head in your firm grip and held my gaze with yours, I felt like you were looking right into my heart, into the deepest core of me, and I was open and naked and yours. I melted for you, Master. Oh, and the first time you kissed me, I moaned into your mouth. I couldn't help it. I knew you owned me. I hadn't known it until that moment, but you did. You owned me. You own me now. You own all of me. The first time you took me, I came almost the moment you entered me. Almost the moment I felt the warmth of your cock filling me. Do you remember, Master? You'd wooed me and pursued me, and you were so patient, and you were so certain that you would have me. And when you finally had me naked, when I was finally undressed and was trembling and warm in your arms, you teased me and edged me until I was sobbing with my need to be fucked. With my need to be fucked by you. And when you took me, I squeezed your cock and I came. I came. I came screaming a word that I've never said to any man before. Never dreamed I could ever say to a man. I came screaming, Master. I came so much that night, and every night since that you've taken me. I'm drenched for you. I'm soaked, Master. You own that word from me. No one else will ever hear it. Only you, Master. You own that word. You own my lips. You know you never have to ask. You simply take a fistful of my hair and pull me close and kiss me and kiss me until I'm whimpering and wet in your arms. You own my soft, full breasts and my nipples that are swollen and needing your touch. If you want to kiss them or twist them or clamp them or smack them with your hand, you never have to ask. My tits are yours, master. My warm, sexy tits belong to you. You own my sweet cunt that is dripping for you right now. My cunt is ready to welcome your cock whenever you need my cunt, master. I'll moan as you take me, and I'll squeeze and clench and caress your cock with every hot inch of my wet, naked cunt. You own my cunt, master. My cunt is yours. You own the tight heat of my ass. It's yours to take whenever it pleases you. Even if it hurts, I'll be hurting for you, master. I'll be pleasing you. If I'm too loud, cover my mouth with your hand and fuck my ass as hard as you need to, master. Let me scream into your hand and I'll take it. I'll take every hard spearing thrust. I'll take whatever you give me because I'm yours. You own my ass. You own my body. You own my breath. The first time you covered my mouth with your firm hand and pinched my nose shut with your thumb while you were fucking me on your bed, and you told me I couldn't breathe until you allowed it, that I just had to take it for you, that you owned even the breath in my body, I whimpered for you, master. I couldn't help it. I whimpered and I came so hard on your magnificent hard cock. I trust you with my breath. You own my breath. You own my pleasure. When you tell me not to come all week until you see me on the weekend, I don't want to obey. I don't. I do because I want to please you more than anything, because I'm melted for you, because my pleasure is a gift from you and I would never steal it from you, master. You own me. And so I squirm in my bed at night and I edge and I edge and I whimper your name. And I beg you with all my desperation and passion and love to please, please let me come. But you aren't there yet. And I don't have your permission. I don't. So I bite my pillow and whimper and sob in my need. But I don't come. Even though my fingers are drenched with my need for you, because I'm yours. You own me. You own my heart. My heart is as deep as the sea out there, and I'm all yours. I've seen you hold me so firmly, so lovingly, whether I'm calm or whether I'm shaking with tempests of emotion. I've come home snapping at you and bitchy from the worst day at work. And you just bent me over your knee and spanked me until my ass was Valentine's Day red. And then held me for an hour, stroking my hair and kissing me. And somehow, it made everything better. Like, no matter how awful I feel, you're ready to take me in hand and take care of me and hold me. You aren't afraid of my feelings because you trust my heart. It doesn't matter what mood I'm in, nothing daunts you. You just take control and you love me and want me and own me. You dance with me the way your boat dances with the waves. No matter how upset I am, you hold me and take me where you need me to go. And you make me feel so safe. My heart is as full as the sea, the way you look at me, the way you talk to me, like I am so treasured and so wanted. The way you admire my work and encourage me, and the way you let me thrive as my own person, accepting all of me, desiring all of me. Yet, when you want me in your arms, you can make me wet and submissive with just a look. Oh, Master, I'm so full of love. You, Master, so full. I would do anything for you, Master. You can tell me to do anything, and I will do it. You could whip me, and I would cry out, "Thank you, Master," each time the whip cracked across my body, across my full tits, or my soft, soaked thighs. Oh, my warm mound, even though I had tears in my eyes, I would say, "Thank you, Master." You could brand me, and I would scream from the pain of it, but then I would sob, "Thank you, Master," because I want your mark on my body. I want the world to know you own me. If you want to brand me, I will surrender to you, Master. You could breed me, and I would rock my hips for you while you filled me with your seed, and I would beg you to give me a baby, to impregnate me, to make me even more yours, to make my belly and breasts grow round and full for you, Master. You could tell me to make you breakfast each morning and bring it to you naked in bed. You could tell me to wake you with my mouth around your cock, to blow you and pleasure you until you burst in my mouth, until you give me a hot, sticky breakfast. You could tell me to be waiting for you naked on my knees at the front door when you come home from work each day. I get home first, and I could, and I will. I will, if you command it, Master. I will wait so that when you open the door, the first thing you see is me, naked, kneeling, my legs spread with my cunt already dripping onto the floor, my head tilted back, and my soft, warm eyes gazing up at you lovingly as I open my soft mouth for your cock. I will do anything, Master. You could tell me, after you fuck me, to step outside your home and walk naked down the street, with my breasts bruised from your kisses and your cum dripping down my leg. With my chin lifted high, because I am your beautiful slave girl, And you want the whole world to know what a beautiful, submissive, trusting woman you own. And I would do it for you, Master. I would say, thank you, Master, and walk naked and dripping your cum out of the door for you, Master. Oh, you could tell me to dance naked on your dining room table while your friends are over. You could tell me to sway and pivot and display my nude body, to cup my breasts and offer them to you, to be soaked for you while your friends gaze openly, heatedly at my naked warm cunt. You could tell me to beg for your cock while I dance for you while they watch. Take me for dessert, Master. Fill me with your cock. Please. Please fill me with your cock. Please fuck me. Fuck me, Master. I need it. I need to be fucked. I need your hard cock in me. I need you to fuck my cunt. Fuck me, Master. Fuck me, please. I would beg for you, Master. Just like that. You could tell me to brag to your friends about how good you feel in me, how thick and how hard and how hot and how much I'm in heat for you, Master. How much I need your cock inside me. You could tell me to lie down on my back on the dining room table after dancing and spread my thighs so wide and touch myself for you while they watch. You could tell me to come. You could tell me to squirm and moan and flood your table. And I would lift my tits and throw my head back and scream with pleasure for you, Master. With my fingers so deep in my cunt while they watch. You could tell me to beg you to let your friends fuck me. And I would beg. I would plead for you to let them thrust their hard cocks inside me. In my mouth. In my pussy. In my ass. Between my breasts. As much cock as I could possibly take. I would beg you to let them cover me in their cum until I'm drenched in it, until my whole body is sticky and I lie panting and shaking and dripping with their seed. But my eyes would be gazing at you the whole time. Only you, Master. Only you own me. And though I would beg so prettily for you to let them fuck me, because I would want to please you, I would hope with my whole body and my whole cunt and my whole heart that you would say no, that you would keep me for you only, because yours is the only cock I want in me. Because I want you to keep me possessively to yourself. Because I want you to fuck me on your dining table in front of your friends. In front of all your friends who watched me dance and watched me finger myself and come screaming for my master. In front of all your friends who want me and can't have me. I am so yours, Master. I belong to you. I'm so in love with you, Master. I'd be so overwhelmed at your desire for me being fucked on your dining room table while your friends watch, that I would give you the hottest, wildest, most loving fuck you have ever had. I would clasp your cock so tightly inside me and grip your shoulders and your ass and slide a finger inside your warm ass, and I would kiss you breathless, and I would bite, and I would fuck, and I would soak your cock, and I would arch my body and lift my whole self into you because I want you. I want you. I want you to own all of me. I want to be your joy and your pleasure. I want to be yours. And I'd scream for you, Master. I'd scream for you. I'd be such a good fuck for you, Master. I'd be such a good slave girl. I'd roll my hips and squeeze you and let my cunt ripple around your cock. And I would come for you and come for you, fucking you like the whole body and my whole heart belongs to you. Like I'm melted. Like I'm yours. Like every beat of my heart is for pleasing you, Master. I would fuck you like your friends have never even dreamed of being fucked. I would fuck you like they never knew a woman could fuck. And I would fuck you like you own me. Because you do. You own me, my master. I want to obey you. Feel me rubbing my cheek into your hand, your strong, firm hand like a kitten, because I'm your kitten, Master. I want to please you. I want you to be proud of your slave girl. I want you to be so delighted in me. And that's why I need to ask you something, Master. I need to ask you a question that burns in my heart. It's Valentine's Day, and I can't go through tonight without asking you, and I'm so scared to ask it, but I need to. I yearn to. Will you please let your slave girl, your kitten, ask a question, Master? Please, Master. Thank you. I love you, Master. Master, I'm yours. Will you tell the world I'm yours? Will you let me wear your collar, Master? May I wear your collar on my throat? Will you collar me, Master? Will you collar your sweet, loving, obedient slave on Valentine's Day? Please, Master. Please collar me, Master. Please make me your kitten. Your owned slave girl. Own me completely. I want to wear your collar when I'm at home, when I'm in bed, when I'm in your bed, when I'm walking down the sidewalk, when I'm shopping, when I'm out with my friends, when I'm at work. I want to be yours completely. When I wear your collar. When I feel it around my throat each time I draw in a breath. Each time I gasp. Each time I swallow your cum. I will be yours. You will own my heart. Any question you ask, I will answer. Any secret I have, I will whisper in your ear because you own all of my secrets. You own all of me. You will own my cunt. It's yours. Anytime you want pleasure from me, anytime you want the heat of my body around your cock, you may use me. I won't say no. I've given myself to you completely because I trust you. Because I feel so safe with you. Because I love you. Because I would rather kneel here naked at your feet with my thighs spread wide to display the sweet naked cunt you own. I would rather be completely vulnerable and completely open and risk all the ways that you could ever hurt me than go one more night without being completely owned by you. Without being yours completely. I trust you. I trust you, Master. I love you. I submit to you. Please, Master, put your collar on me. Please claim me. Please own me. Oh, own me, Master. Oh, yes. I see. I see the collar you've drawn from your pocket. Oh my, Master. You had one ready. You knew I would ask. You knew what I wanted this Valentine's Day. Oh, Master. Master, I love you. Leather and that tiny heart-shaped lock. It looks like it will be soft on my skin, but so strong. The way you are often gentle with me, but so strong when you hold me, when you bend me to your will. Oh, Master, please. Yes. Yes, Master, you own me. I will obey every word. Snap your fingers, Master, and I will kneel. Gesture at your bed, and I will lay down naked with my legs spread and beg you to fuck me. Pat your thigh once, and I will strip and bend over your knees and thank you as you spank me hard. Gesture for the whip. And I will bring it to you on my hands and knees, clutched in my teeth. Anything you choose to do with me, Master. Any pleasure you decide to give. Any discipline you decide I need. I will give you everything, Master. Holding nothing back. Please, Master. Put it around my throat. Is so soft and so warm from your hands, Master. I feel so held, like it's your hands holding my throat, like it's your hands holding my heart. Please, Master, please lock it on me. Lock your collar on your trembling, wet, obedient slave. Lock it on this woman who is yours, always yours. I love you, Master. I want this. I want to give myself to you. Oh, that sound. That click of the lock. Oh my God, it's locked on me. I could cry, I'm so happy, I feel so safe, so wanted. You do want all of me, you do, Master. It's locked on me, I'm locked in your collar, Yes, Musty, keep the key. The key to my collar is yours, and yours alone. I can't remove this collar, only you could. And I trust you never will. I trust you. I love you. I want you. I'm yours, Master. I love you. How may your slave girl please you, Master? Yes, Master. It will be my pleasure. Oh, Master. Your cock is so wonderful. Your cock is so beautiful. The round head of it. And the warm girth of you. And the way it's so thick and strong. And the way you throb so warmly when I brush my cheek along your shaft. So strong and warm like you. Oh, Master, your cock is so beautiful. Your cock gives me so much pleasure. I am so wet for your cock, Master. You own me with this cock. With your every touch and your every word whispered in my ear, with every thrust in my tight cunt, you own me. I love your cock. I love your cock. I want to worship your cock as I worship and serve you, Master. I'll just reach for you with my warm, gentle hands. And breathe softly over the head of your cock. And lick. And kiss. And tease the head of your cock with my soft, wet mouth. I love the taste of your cup, Master. I love the scent of you. I love you in my mouth. Oh, Master. I am soaked right now, kneeling here, licking your cock, wearing your collar. Use me, Master. You own me. Please use me. Oh, the way you're gripping me by my collar. Yes, Master. Yes. Make me please you the way you want. Teach me to please you, Master. Teach me. Do I please you? Yes, use my mouth. Oh, I love your cock. Oh, God, I love your cock. It's okay. I don't need to breathe right now. I just need to please you, Master. I love you. Use me however you want, Master. I love you. Please go in my mouth. Please go in my... heard all of it. Did I please you, Master? Oh, I love when you call me that. Yes. Yes, Master, I am your good girl. Your kitten. Your collar slut. I am whatever you need, Master. I promise. I'm yours. I love you. Let me lean in and kiss your thighs. Please, I want to kiss your thighs. My master. What's that? You're taking a few days off work. And you're taking me out in the boat, Master. So you can be alone with your coloured slave and fucker out there on the beautiful ocean as often as you want. Oh, Master. Yes. Yes, make love to me. Own me. Let me rock beneath you while the waves rock beneath us. Make me spend the week naked aboard your boat. Make me edge and beg you to let me come. Make me suck your cock while you chart our course. Fuck me so hard out there on the ocean, where the only thing that exists in my entire world is you. Just you. My master, my love, my lord. Take me out there tonight, Master. Fuck me on the moonlit sea. Own me. I love you. Take me tonight, Master. I submit. Take my body. Take my wet, soaked cunt. Take my breasts and my ass and my mouth. Take my breath.